Welcome to That's Joy, the podcast. I'm your host, Cece Colbinero, and I'll be sharing stories of miracles, God moments, and unpacking the truth behind what joy truly means. My friend, when God gives you a direct call on your life, be sure to answer it. Here's to answering my call together. Hello and welcome back to That's Joy, the podcast. I am your host, Cece, and my oh my, am I just so grateful that you're here today. Here I am setting things up by myself without my head of productions. I'm kidding. I don't have a head of productions. My husband usually helps me with the video and the lights and the new pod recording thing that we have right here. He set most of it up, but I did the final touches while he was away with a client. And so pray to God that all of this is working and everything sounds correct wherever you're watching this. So again, my name is Cece. I am the host of That's Joy. And my goodness, I'm so grateful you clicked play today. In case you missed it, March 7th was last week and we just celebrated a big milestone. We celebrated two incredible years of calling That's Joy the podcast a home. That's Joy the podcast a thing. I mean, quite literally 2 years ago, it was born. And literally, I remember y'all, like March 7th, 2022, kind of like it was yesterday. I mean, it's crazy how quickly and swiftly 2 years can go by when you're doing what you love. I shared that on my Instagram post, but I'm like, my goodness, I feel so empowered and just encouraged, incredibly encouraged by your messages and the way that this podcast and this platform has impacted you. I can't tell you how many women have reached out to me saying that a certain episode reached them right when they needed it. A certain post reached them right when they needed it. And what I love so much about how specifically Spotify has changed things is that it's created somewhat of a For You page, kind of like how TikTok and Instagram has their For You or Explore page, just caters and kind of predicts what you may like. And so grateful that I am like in the bucket of, if you listen to Sadie Robb's Whoa, That's Good podcast, you might get That's Joy recommended right underneath you. And hey, maybe that's you who quite literally that was your experience. My goodness, I'm so, so grateful you're here. So today's joyful noise, mind you, if this is your first episode of That's Joy, joyful noise is our version of good news. Every episode, I want to highlight a little of the good news that is happening out in the world. And this week, it's celebrating 2 years together. It was so odd because I told Jonathan, my husband, that we would be blowing out a cake for That's Joy. And he's like, it's not even a person. And I was like, I know, but it is. Like, it's not a person, but we're going to sing. And he wasn't against it or anything. He was just teasing me that I love celebrating. And it's true. I am so guilty to love celebrating anything and everything in between, simply because I have that heaven ever after perspective in mind. Y'all, I know that Ecclesiastes is real. It's the truth. And all of this is meaningless. And even me sharing about this stuff, like, it's all meaningless. But the thing that matters most is how we are remembering what this is all about. And the truth of the matter is this vessel is transforming lives because it's pointing people back to Jesus. And it's never a Cece thing. This isn't a Cece show. It's a joy show. It's an experience of joy through the vessel of a podcast. And I thank God for allowing me to be in the driver's seat because I feel, honestly, you guys, like, it is my greatest privilege to be your host. Like, I just don't ever want that to get lost on me. So today's episode is just sitting in immense gratitude and reminding ourselves that we get one choice in how we view the world, right? And I share this so often, but that one choice can alter everything. And that one choice is how your perspective. your one choice is your perspective, because I believe that your perspective on life, your perspective in your beliefs and your values, how you view life, all of those things will contribute to a life filled with more joy or robbed of more joy. There are only two roads. And you might be thinking to yourself right now, Cece, okay, you're saying one choice. It's the perspective. It's the perspective to look for God in everything. That's what we get the choice to do. And so that's why I love celebration so much, because I think it's an opportunity to highlight the goodness of God in that thing, no matter what it is, whether it was a fire batch of protein balls that you made, or a fresh cake that you made for a friend, or a batch of flowers that you got from your loved one. Like, whatever that thing is, it doesn't have to be an outlandish thing. It can be something as small as what I just shared, but are you finding God in the little and in the mundane? Because when we're able to do that, friends, we are able to quite literally have a perspective shift. And I think it's so easy to stray away from that one choice because the world gives us an array of options. I mean, you find yourself on social media. Heck, you find yourself scrolling through Spotify and iTunes with the abundance of choices and what you get to listen to and what you are allowing to speak into you. And all of that can become so overwhelming. And we can get lost in it. And it can distract us from carrying the correct perspective that we need. But I want this episode to remind you that our perspective has the ability and the power to quite literally change our entire life. And I feel so grateful because a moment like celebrating a birthday of a podcast gives me and has given me the opportunity to kind of wash my lens clean. Like, I feel like I have a great perspective on life. I choose to have a great perspective every single day. And even then, I still fall short to what I'm fully capable of, simply because we're human. Right? And we will fall short. And that's a permission slip, y'all. You will fall short and it is okay. But it's a matter of making that tension point grow smaller and smaller. And what I mean is that when you stumble, how quick are you to get back up? When you first start in your growth journey with God, with yourself, with health, no matter what that is, right? That gap kind of looks this big. That gap is pretty wide, right? It's like, call it the length of my arms. That gap is that big. But as you continue to show up, as you continue to stand back up, I believe that that tension point just gets smaller and smaller. And then you end up at a place where your perspective is able to go from world to God in the span of a needle. Like, that's how small that your perspective, or that the way that you bounce back, that tension point is. It once was the length of your arms, but because you've committed to growth, because you've decided to keep standing up, even when it's hard, that perspective and that tension point becomes this small, and you're able to jump back like that and able to just commit to the things that God is calling to you to do like that. There's just so much that I'm like, man, I just don't want to miss it, you know? And I get so excited celebrating 2 years and thinking about the next 2 years. And heck, if the Lord allows us to run the next 20 years, you know, I think about that and I'm like, oh man, we're scratching the surface. And it's crazy to say that because there's over 400,000 downloads coming very soon. We're about to scratch that number. And over 2,000 cities and hundreds of countries. I mean, it's beyond me. This whole thing is so beyond me. But I want you to see everything that happening and not see Cece in it, but see how God can do something in you the same way that he has done it in me. If and only if we are willing to say yes. And so, friends, that's the second point that I want to bring us to in this episode is, one, you get a choice in your perspective, and that choice can be the greatest choice that you can make in your life. It's looking for God in everything. The second thing that I want to mention is that you have no idea what's on the other side of your yes. Friends, you have no idea what's on the other side of your yes. And I believe that it's something far beyond what you're even thinking for yourself. Because here's the thing, you might be thinking a giant number. You might be thinking, if I start that TikTok account, then I'm going to get 2 million followers and I'm believing it. That could be good. That could be great. That could happen. But what if it looks a little different? What if God told you to start the TikTok account? You started the TikTok account. You got a DM from some person who found a piece of your content, who wants to have you on their podcast as a guest to speak about that thing that you posted, that then opens up a door for you to lead a community. Looks so much different than the 2 million on TikTok, huh? And that's just one example, friends, of how much your yes can be so influential and so impactful in a way that only God knows. But you gotta say yes. And we will never know what that result is if you don't say yes. So those nudges that you keep feeling on your heart, can we just collectively, like quite literally as a community, lock arms right now? Like, I want you to shift your body a little bit, whether you're driving or getting ready right now. Just shift your shoulders a little bit and sit into this decision to decide that you are no longer going to ignore those nudges on your heart anymore. I think that when our body moves, our mind follows. And I think about that so much in fitness. Like when I'm working out, I don't want to be there. But by the time it's a quarter, halfway through, I'm like, thank you, God, that I got here. You know what I mean? So that's why I want you to do a little movement right now to decide that you're not going to ignore those nudges on your heart, because somebody else's breakthrough is on the other side of your yes. Because I believe that every single dream and aspiration that God has put on your heart is transformative. It's a mustard seed that's going to grow into something so much bigger than anything that you could ever ask, think, or imagine. It's gonna look different, friends. We get the vision, but we don't get the whole picture. Okay, we get these waves of visions. So much in scripture shows us that, how they have prophetic dreams, how people have prophetic words over others. And we get that same opportunity to walk and experience in this life, but it's never the whole picture. Friends, if it was the whole picture, we wouldn't need God. If it was the whole picture, we wouldn't rely on Jesus, right? But that's not the case. So we're positioned in a place and in a space to trust, to have faith, to believe that that yes is going to bear good fruit. Will you have the faith to believe that? And if you don't have the faith yet, I want to just share just a few reviews and just different messages that I've received from some of you guys that when I tell you, I quite literally cry and have a whole moment as I'm reading these. I'm not kidding. Like, I read your reviews and I read the things that you guys say. And again, I'm just in an awe and in a wonder that God would choose someone like me, broken, imperfect, dirty, and messed up at times, and use me as a vessel to reach you. It's beyond me. It's beyond me, and the thought rattles my brain, and I pray that it would never stop rattling it in this exact way, because I always want to be in awe of that. I'm just a girl who said yes, and because of that, it's been able to help a few people. There's a podcast review here that says, would recommend 10,000 times. I started listening to this podcast in the darkest time of my life. I was homeless and my relationship was falling apart. I was so depressed and didn't know where to even begin. I was just coming back to God and trying my best to trust Him. My fiance didn't believe in God and wanted nothing to do with God. I slowly started to grow my relationship with God and just kept praying for Him to lead and guide me. All glory to God. 7 months later, I am no longer homeless. My fiance has been saved for 2 months and God continues to provide. This podcast continues to remind me God's timing is perfect. Praise God. I think it's Vanessa. Oh man. Gosh, that's just so good. Another review says, I needed this. I found CC and that's joy when I realized that my faith life wasn't as vibrant as it used to be. CC helped me see my life and decisions through a new lens, and I have loved listening to her uplift us and show us how to better listen to God's call. I especially love her joyful noise at the beginning of every episode, and I could hear her pure love for God as she ends each episode with an offering others to His table. CC has started out my mornings as I run for the past few weeks, and I would highly recommend this podcast to anyone who wants to rediscover how joyful and life-altering doing this journey we call life alongside our Father could be. Thank you so much, Kelsey, for sharing that. Another podcast review says, so grateful for this podcast. CC is a gifted speaker. I have been listening to this podcast since the launch, and I can confidently say that I can't think of a better person to speak about joy and everything in between. 11 out of 10. Another review from one of y'all here says, episode 50 really helped me to, well, change my life. This podcast has done that in general, but that episode helped me remember that I matter to the Lord, that I have to let go of the old, and that He will do a new thing. I love you, CC. You are a great help and blessing from the Lord to us all. Y'all, these messages, I mean, they don't stop. I also, grabbing my laptop here, wanted to pull up, this is kind of just a personal note that now I'm just sharing with you, and maybe it's something that you want to implement in your own life, but I have two things that I started a while back after hearing just a bunch of different people and words of wisdom share things that have helped them, and these two things are small. However, I know that I'm creating an arsenal for the rainy day. And if you know me, you know I love helping out our future self. That's why I love growth so much, because I think it's these actions that we're taking today to help our future self, right? And so I had this idea to start an album on my phone. It's actually titled Stand Back Up. Every time I receive a message from one of y'all or a note from a friend or a text message from a family member, I throw a screenshot into this album called Stand Back Up. So on the days that I feel like I can't, I have an arsenal, like quite literally a whole entire stock of reasons why I should. And it comes from family, it comes from friends, and it comes from people that I have never met before, encouraging me in the gifts that God has given me and reminding me that I'm worthy of standing back up. I've also done this on my Google Drive because I have received so many more messages from y'all, from the text community and from the reviews and DMs. And there's just so many more testimonies that I could share for hours on end on your stories. But there isn't a folder that I've created on here, and it's called Words. and all of your words that have blessed me beyond measure, all of your words that have impacted me in a way that I can't even fully comprehend myself. Women who were 15 years old to women who are in their 40s. I mean, it still continues to blow me away. I want to read a couple of these with you. This one says, "Hey, Cece, this is Raquel. I'm 15 and I've been listening to your podcast for almost 6 months. And today I listened to your episode on advice you'd give to your younger self, and it really stood out to me. Thank you so much for doing what you do. I pray that you will continue doing God's will in your life." Another one says, "Hi, just listened to the latest episode on comparison. It was powerful. I loved when you said, I wish you could meet yourself because I think you could change a lot of things, a lot of thoughts about yourself if you had the chance to meet you. God is so good. And thank you so much for speaking to us about relevant topics in the lens of a Christ follower." This one's amazing. It says, "I also binge listened to your entire show and I'm upset that I'm done. I'm so happy I ran into your podcast. I've learned so much and heard what I needed at the right time. Thank you, God, for CC." Even in this moment, I didn't want to get emotional. I'm just so in awe. Like I said, that God would use me. Y'all, there's nothing perfect about me. I hope that you know that. I'm just a girl who decides every single day that I'm going to try my best. And sometimes my best looks like 20%. You can ask Jonathan that. He lives with me, so he knows. And he sees it up close the most. And some days it looks like 95%. I know I'll never hit 100 on this side of heaven, but I will march all of my days trying my best to, simply because I know that there's something inside of me that God has placed here for a reason. And if I don't pick up my call every day, it can be costly to someone that I've never met before. And helping them get out of their valley. And I want to commit all my days to trying my best to reach for the women and the spare men too. And get them out of their valleys. And allow them to see life through a perspective of joy. Friends, James 1:2, let it be the marching verse of our lives. Count it all as joy. Count it all as joy. Brothers and sisters, every trial and tribulation that you walk through, consider it. For there is a steadfastness that is being produced within you. Oh, man. If we could count it all as joy together, if we can bring and invite more people to this table called That's Joy, the podcast, and sit here and commune together and learn together and grow together to bring more people into a life filled with joy, that would be a life lived on purpose for me. So thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here. I genuinely feel like I cannot say thank you enough. There's so much that I can continue to share about 2 years of that joy, but I think you get the point. I don't need to read another review to you. I don't need to share anything else. I think you know what you need to do. It's time to answer your call. friends, if there's a certain part of this episode that really spoke to you, I'd love to hear what that is. You can shoot me a text to 615-813-4813. And you can follow me on social at CCALBONERO on Instagram and on TikTok. And you can follow That's Joe the Podcast too. Also, if you are in this new wave of 9,000 new friends who have followed me since before we left for Vegas, for my work trip in Vegas, thank you for being here. Thank you for following. For context, 2 videos on my Instagram went viral and reached 1 million and 2 million views, and it's beyond me. So praise God for that social growth that is happening. I know it'll swing into every other area and just become a blessing in many ways. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being here, for following. And if you've not yet joined the Joy Corner is my version of a newsletter, weekly newsletter. You can join that and subscribe to that weekly newsletter in the show notes, or go to thatsjoypodcast.com. You can also subscribe, rate, and leave an amazing review similar to the ones that I've shared on today's episode. It would mean the world if you did that, friends. It does wonders for podcasters. And so even if you've already done it, but you're like, oh my gosh, I shared this podcast with my sister. I wonder if she has left a review yet, or my mom, or my friend, or my bestie, whatever that looks like, can you tell everyone to leave a review? It does wonders and wonders and wonders, and it'll help me out tremendously. So the biggest gift that you can give as a birthday gift to That's Joy is a review. Thank you for taking 2 minutes to do that. Friends, I'll never leave an episode without saying, if you have even the smallest desire to meet the creator of the universe, or if you've already been saved but you aren't really free, I want to invite you to sit at the table of plenty with me and so many others. I'm telling you, there's an abundance here. There's an overflow here, and there's so much joy here. I'm here to tell you that God is for you. All you have to do is invite him into your heart right now. He's waiting for you. He wants to meet with you. And friend, I'm so proud of you. If you just made this decision, I'd love to know you. Shoot me a text to that number in the show notes so I could pray for you. I love you. God loves you. And until next time, I'll talk to y'all next time. Thank you so much for being here.